Nationally, the number of state prison inmates dropped by 0.02% in 2009. But in Wisconsin, over the last 5 years, there's been a 3% drop. Department of Corrections Secretary Rick Ramish says that's a truly historic decline.
We haven't seen that since probably 1851 when corrections started.
Ramish attributes the decline to a change in philosophy the department started implementing in 2003.
The philosophy that we begin an inmate's return back into the community from the first day they step foot in our institutions. And we do that because 97% of all of our inmates do return back to the communities.
Ramish says a study done 5 years ago predicted the state would need 1,600 more beds by this year. Instead, there are more than 300 unfilled beds.
That's at least one prison. And that's already, you know, when you look at $65 million or $70 million to build a prison, that we've already seen tremendous, tremendous savings.
According to Mark Maurer of the Prison Reform Group, the sentencing project, the key to reducing prison populations is to send fewer people back to prison for minor technical violations of their parole, a policy he says drives up the prison population.
We could deal with, you know, the underlying issues of substance abuse or get them more positively connected in the community, we get better results.
It's not clear whether the current downward trend in Wisconsin's prison population will continue. Secretary Ramish leaves office January 3rd, and the new Governor Walker administration may not pursue the same corrections policies. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.